What's up, family? Welcome back to episode number 14 of PJ's Take. Today it's only going to be audio because my camera was kind of jacking up earlier, but I appreciate y'all tuning in. And like I said before, these will start being more consistent episodes, but shorter but more consistent episodes. So today's episode is about the parable of the wheat and the tares. And I was kind of upset I couldn't do my video because I wanted to show y'all pictures of the two. But I'll explain it. Basically, wheat, if you know what wheat looks like, it's like a grainy, I guess like a plant you can call it, like a tall, skinny, grainy plant. And a tare is a weed. It's a toxic weed. The thing is, they look very similar. They look very alike, and they grow in the same exact field, so it's hard to tell the difference. The wheat is used as a nutritious edible seed for food and drink, but at the same time, that tare is harmful and is toxic for us. And I just want you to keep that in mind. I got a little bit of reading for y'all. So in Matthew 13 and 24, and I'm just reading from the New King James, but Jesus was talking about this parable of the wheat and the tares. And so I'll start off. And it says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow seed, good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servants said to him, do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barns. And you might be asking yourself, how is that practical? What does it have to do with everyday life today? And here's how. Drop down to verse number 36, and Jesus goes into more detail about this parable. And he said, he answered and said to them, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And if you take what I just read and plug it back into the first parable that I just read, here's what it's saying. It is saying that the Lord sows righteous people on this earth into the world. The enemy, who is the devil, plants wicked people to deceive and corrupt those righteous people. Those wicked people are the tares. And that goes to show that there is good and evil coexisting hand in hand together right now. But that's only for a time. That's only for a season. Because those wheat and tare are grown together until it's time for the harvest. That harvest is the end times, which is, you know, the rapture, tribulation, the second coming, and things like that. And when that happens, when those end time events happen, which are soon coming, is soon to come, the wheat will be gathered into the barn. That means the righteous will be gathered into heaven, and the tares will be burnt in the fire. That means the wicked will burn in hell. And that's so heavy because we have a free will. God gave us a free will, knowing that some will reject and some would accept him. We have a free will to make that choice to be righteous like the wheat or to be wicked like the tares. And think about what I said earlier. The wheat is good and beneficial for us. The tares are weeds and are toxic for us. So which one are you going to choose? You're going to be good and beneficial, or you're going to be a weed and be toxic? Because there's a lot of wicked people, you know, they look like they're righteous, just like there's tares that look like they're wheat. But you'll see. You're going to see what happens when the end times happen, when the harvest happens. Because I can deceive somebody all day long, but I can't deceive God. God knows my heart. God knows my intentions. Man might not see it. Man might not see it, but God sees all, and he knows all. Because some people, they say one thing, they post one thing, or they act one way in front of people, but behind closed doors, you know, they're living a completely different lifestyle. That's why it's better not to be hot nor cold, you know. And like I said, God knows all, so there's no point. Why are you trying to deceive God? He created us. He knows what's going to happen before it even happens, you know. But there was a really good commentary on crosswalk.com, and they said, and I thought this was pretty significant, but they said we need to put our faith in God and not in other people, because there's so many imposters out there today. And I think that's heavy, because when we put our faith in God, he's the one who gives us that discernment to help us to navigate, you know, who people's true motives and people's true intentions and things like that. Because a lot of people are deceived nowadays. Not only that, a lot of people are making idols. And I kind of explained it. So people are deceived. Like, for example, people who worship this Satanist, right? The Church of Satan. They say, Satan loves me. And Satan stands for peace. They're deceived in thinking that, and I'll get into that later. But we're also making idols because people worship the artist or the song or the preacher more than they worship God, who gave the artist, who gave that preacher what to say, you know. And speaking of people who are deceived, in John 10, it says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It didn't say he came to love us and give us peace. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's doing that. He's a very smart being, and he knows how to deceive people. And he's trying to drag as many of us down with him into hell. But we don't have to go there. And we don't have to go there because God gives us life, and life more abundantly. But it's not through our works that we get life more abundantly. It's not through our words that we get life more abundantly. It's not through what we post that we get life more abundantly. It's not through any of that stuff. It's not through our flesh. It's not through anything that we did. We have life and life more abundantly through Jesus, and only through Jesus, because he's the way, the truth, and the life, because of what he did on the cross, because he died and he rose. And when he rose, he defeated Satan. Again, Satan knows he's defeated. He's trying to drag people down with him. When Jesus died and he rose, he defeated Satan. He defeated death. You know, he defeated sin. He defeated all the stuff that I struggle with. And best believe, he defeated all the stuff that you struggled with too. And he is a deceptor. Think about the game Among Us, right? If you never played it, it's like a multiplayer game where everybody needs to like get their tasks done and complete their missions or whatever to win the game. But among everybody trying to do what they got to do, there's an imposter. And the role of the imposter is to sabotage and kill everybody without getting caught. To deceive people while staying hidden, while trying to be innocent. And again, that sounds just like what the devil is doing today. He's deceiving a lot of people. So that's why we need to be prayed up, so we have discernment to see when that deception comes, so we don't fall for it time and time again, you know. Yeah, that was it. So my take is we really need to pick God first. And that sounds very cliche, but we need to pick God first in everything that we do. because we can't just be religious, and just go through the motions. You know, our actions speak louder than words. It's not good to just know of God, but we need to know Him personally. We need to pick our first means. We need to, you know, love Jesus, because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So to love Jesus, to have a relationship with Him, if you want to cultivate a relationship, you need to talk to that person all the time. You need to, and in this case, we need to pray, you know, and be in the Word and things like that, and to keep His commandments. And yeah, that's my take. But yeah, so today, episode 14, I talked about the parable of the wheat and the tares, and how that's practical for our everyday life. Like I said, these are going to be shorter episodes, but more consistent and more often. And then you can catch this at PJS_take on really all the social media platforms and all the podcast apps and things like that. And yeah, PJS_take, if you want to share and subscribe, that would be really dope. But until next time, peace and bless up. Love y'all.